Denard Robinson, offensive weapon, University of Michigan.
What does an offensive weapon mean, Denard?
That means I can play multiple positions, but I am in the running back meeting room, so that's why I resigned that, and that's why I want to continue to, you know, make plays and just be an offensive weapon and be able to go to receiver, go to quarterback, or go to running back and make plays happen. So I want to be an offensive weapon.
Your first football team as a kid in Little League, do you remember the name of the team and any highlights from that year?
Of course. Different Beach Pack Rattlers. That's where I grew up playing Little League at, and to this day I still, you know, kind of go back and watch. And right now I'm probably from the sponsor them with new uniforms. So that's something that I always want to do. I always give back to the community that I came from and just be that person that can motivate the kids to want to do better.
We heard from Jonathan Cyprian earlier, and he said that you guys played against each other when you were in Little Leagues. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. We did play against each other in Little League, and we played in high school against each other.
Who has the upper hand in that one-on-one battle?
To be honest with you, I think it's me. I'm not going to lie to you. But I won't say nothing to Tim about it, but he knows. I mean, we kind of beat him in high school, too. So
you're on the cover of the NCAA football game. Then you got a big smile on your face. Take us through that whole process, the voting and the candidacy for it. How did that work?
It was crazy. I mean, that's a blessing. I mean, I think, a lot of people that supported me and the Michigan fan base and everybody that just watched college football kind of got behind me and helped me win that. Like, the other day I went by GameStop and I looked and I'm like, it's really me. I told the lady at the desk, I was like, yeah, that's me on the cover. She was like, that's not you. I was like, it's like, hey, all right, you don't have to believe me, but I know that's me, and that's like the craziest feeling ever.